Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are Artura.
Hello everyone.
And Gozagoz.
Hello.
Full of energy as always, Goz.
Hello!
I'm editing so that that's how you respond the first time.
Can I just say that I'm really happy that we can call ourselves pals now that we're doing the Anime Pals together?
Yeah, certainly. This is our first episode after a hiatus, and we're changing things up from how we did them last season. So I wanted to get this pilot out to talk about our new pals and to set up the ongoing premise of the show now that Nikki has retired. The reason for the change is that it was a lot of work covering 18 shows, having to watch 6 episodes of anime a week. So we've scaled things back to covering 1 short OVA series or a movie every 2 weeks. We're also going to be looking at anime that are based on video games, and since we're video game writers on GameGrim.com, plug, we might actually know what we're covering. There were times last season where the two of us would have no idea what was going on, even though we'd watched 3 episodes of anime.
I can see the horror behind that, honestly. I'm really excited to be able to watch a lot of video game movies.
Well, let's start season 2 off by telling you about us. So, Artura, what's your history with anime?
Honestly, this is going to be really short because I barely have any history with anime whatsoever. I did begin watching, years ago, around 8, I think. But I really mostly just watched Naruto, then I jumped into Dragon Ball. I watched Death Note, and from there I just watched random stuff like Orin High School Host Club, and that's it. That's the limit of my knowledge to anime.
That's fair enough. We all started somewhere. Goz, what about you?
It's hard for me to pinpoint when I started watching anime. I want to say I was 6 or 7, maybe, and I would just be looking for something to watch on TV with my brother, and we would watch whatever cartoons we could find, and yeah, a lot of those were anime, and I think they were not even translated all of the time.
I really like the determination.
Well, we were desperate for cartoons, I guess. Yeah, and I have a lot of memories of what I know now are Tatsunoko made anime, and they kind of specialize in weird superhero anime. Like Yatterman is one of the popular ones. That's something I remember specifically. I know there was stuff like Dragon Ball, which I kind of hate nowadays.
Same.
I say kind of because I love the Abridged series by Team Four Star.
It's very good.
It's to me, it redeems the whole thing. Like, it's still the same plot, but everything is more interesting in a way, and also the comedy, of course.
That's a massive burn. Why do you dislike Dragon Ball nowadays? What about it makes you dislike it?
Well, most characters are pretty shallow. Yeah, everything drags. Fights mainly, I guess.
That is very fair. I feel the same.
Yeah, I guess that's more specifically Dragon Ball Z, because original Dragon Ball was more like an adventure thing with a journey, and I want to say for more younger audience than Dragon Ball Z.
A lot of boobs for the young audience.
That's a good point.
Was it? I can't remember.
I mean, Bulma's top keeps getting pulled down.
Well, there's a lot of man boobs in Dragon Ball Z, so they're fine.
Okay. Personally, my history with anime, when we got satellite TV in the early 90s, I'd basically watch whatever animation was on. So I'd watch things like Robotech, Speed Racer, Battle of the Planets, and there wasn't really a specific anime I'd watch like you, Gores. It was just some bright colors moving and lasers, and I'll just watch it because it's bright and colorful. I was eight, so.
I really like the standards being set here.
As I got older, I kind of didn't watch much anime. I'd catch the odd episode of Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon when they were on the Jetix TV channel. And it was years later that I caught Fullmetal Alchemist. Well, I say caught. It was on at like 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'd set the box to record it and then watch it while I was getting dressed for work. So yeah, I've got a spotty history with anime. I've certainly watched more in recent years than I ever did at one particular period in my life. But moving on from that, what's everyone's favorite anime series? Atara?
I'm basic, and I really like Naruto. Like, why even lie? I watched it like maybe thrice. I've watched it with my wife a couple of times. So yeah, that's the extent of my personality.
Okay, you don't like the fights in Dragon Ball Z, but you like the fights in Naruto. Gores, what about you?
Well, I like fights in Naruto better than Dragon Ball. They're a bit more interesting.
I completely agree, honestly. But you know what? Ace is entitled to his wrong opinion.
Gores, what's your favorite anime?
Well, that's a... The favorites are a difficult question. Like, it's hard for me to pinpoint to, like, one or even two things. I mean, in general, not just anime. Like, after Dragon Ball, I think I got a bit more snobbish with my choices of anime. And, like, it's usually more experimental, more over-the-top stuff. Like, I think Helsing is one of the big ones that I always go to. That's okay.
As your addiction set in, you started looking for more obscure things.
Yes.
So which one is your favorite in the end?
Helsing, I would say. For those who don't know, Helsing is like loosely based and a loose sequel to Bram Stoker's Dracula. The book, not the movie. And it's basically current times. There's an organization called Helsing that basically deals with monsters like vampires and stuff. They use Dracula as their enforcer. He serves them because their ancestors beat Dracula and leashed him in a way.
That sounds pretty cool.
I've seen the Team Four Star abridged version, but I haven't seen the normal one.
I also seen the abridged version and I enjoyed it, but the original is also very good.
Then that means that the original Dragon Ball Z is also very good. Checkmate, atheists.
Did you just say atheists? Are you kidding me?
Personally, I'm a big fan of the anime series Tiger and Bunny.
I have to see this. What is this?
It's a superhero show. The titular Tiger and Bunny are a team because their sponsors don't want to drop Tiger, but they also don't want him to just be the only person they're sponsoring.
Okay, how do I write Tiger into Google? Because I'm seeing some things that don't correlate to what you're saying.
It's two guys in it's just Tiger, like the animal. It's two guys, one in a white and green battle suit and one in a red and, look at my model, red and white. Can't believe I forgot that.
I'm gonna send you exactly what I got because I didn't understand what you were saying.
I'm afraid.
I'm looking at pictures of tigers.
That is not tiger.
I looked for Taiga, T-A-I-G-A. And bunny.
Yes,
I got a lot of bunny girls. There's a lot. Okay, so tiger and bunny.
the main characters are male, so that's wrong for the star.
That looks a lot. Okay. That does look a lot more like what you were describing.
It's a fun show. It's got some nice heartfelt moments, and it's getting a second season at some point, I think next year, but we'll see. Moving on, what's your favorite genre, Arturo?
I really like shonen anime, to be completely honest with you. I really like the fighting, and I really like it when they have like in-depth characters. That's one of the reasons why I love Naruto and hate Dragon Ball. So I really like those, or I'm a huge fan of romance anime.
As in harem anime, or more personal relationships rather than a group?
Well, I like more personal relationships, but I think harem animes can be really great as well. Oh my gosh, but I also really like slice of life. I can't decide here. Don't make me do this. I'm just going for shonen.
Of course. What about you?
I enjoy dark fantasy a lot. I guess Helsing would fall into that category.
Yeah.
And action mixed into that. Like, I enjoy horror themes, thriller, stuff like that. Not too crazy, like, not too crazy stuff like Dragon Ball with the flying and shooting lasers, whatever. But like urban legends, stuff like that. I enjoy stuff like that.
Okay, fair. Myself, I like sci-fi, but a subgenre that would be mecha. If there's a giant robot that's going to fight other giant robots, then I'm probably going to watch it.
I've never actually watched a mecha anime, so like, how do those work? I should probably watch one. You should definitely recommend me one.
A classic is Gundam Wing.
A good friend of mine really likes that one.
Evangelion? The Pain?
I definitely check them out because I've never actually had the opportunity to try one.
Well, you should definitely give everything a try. You'll never find your favorite thing if you don't try everything.
I love that. I always live by that mentality.
But on the flip side, what's your least favorite genre, Arturo?
Oh, God. Horror, I think, is my least favorite. I'm sorry, Gores.
It's fine.
Gores?
Ironically, I'm going to say shonen.
Oh my god, you're dead.
fight.
I swear I was thinking carefully before, way before we started recording. And like, I know just a lot of shonen anime that I had contact with were pretty shallow, and like shallow characters, shallow writing. Action that it didn't, that was, if they didn't explain the action, I wouldn't get it. Like, they had to explain it in the show during or after it happened for it to make sense why the outcome was the outcome.
No, I completely get it. Maybe my limited experience with anime and shonen anime is the thing that's actually getting me to say I like it the most.
I think there's charm to shonen anime, and like, there are definitely good ones, but there's just a lot of really, really shitty ones.
It's okay. I won't have your head for that.
Personally, I dislike sports anime because it's already enough that I've got to learn the rules of the anime, like character relationships and all that sort of thing. But now I've got to learn the rules for this sport. And I just don't have the brain space to learn about sport when I don't care about sport.
Can I change my choice? Because like, I totally forgot that sport anime existed.
There's one currently running in the current season of anime, and it's about hockey. And as soon as I saw it was the characters with sticks and hitting whatever in the goal, I'm like, oh god. Nope, not gonna watch that.
I hate sports, even in real life. Like, I used to play soccer, but I understand the beauty of watching sports when it's, you know, actual real life. But when it's an anime, I don't know. I feel like it loses its charm.
Would you include racing in the sports anime category?
Personally, I would, yes.
So, do you hate Initial D?
I've not seen the Initial D.
Because we may have a fight on our hands if you say that, that Initial D is bad.
If there's a mech in it, then it's not bad.
No, there's drifting.
Ace, we really need to cut you off from Transformers and anything with mech. I'm sorry.
But then what am I going to do? I have four kids. I can't pay attention to them. I gotta pay attention to mech.
No, this is becoming a problem. We really need to start an intervention.
Moving on. What's your least favorite trope in anime?
That wasn't a question. That's a question.
Well,
Dragon Ball.
Yes. I agree.
Your least favorite trope is when it is Dragon Ball.
When anything involving Dragon Ball. I hate power scaling thanks to Dragon Ball. Spiky hair, Dragon Ball.
And Sonic.
Well,
I think Final Fantasy has some of the blame to take for spiky hair.
No, that's fair. No, I can agree with that. My least favorite trope in anime is... I have two. I really, really hate it that anime is really needlessly gory. Now, I don't mind gore. I'm really not repulsed by it, but my wife is horrible at dealing with it. So I was really enjoying watching Castlevania when an eyeball decided to pop up. And, well, since then, I haven't been able to finish Castlevania.
Oh.
And the second one is the cool guy trope where, well, Sasuke Uchiha is very, very guilty of this. Just they talk with the least amount of words humanly possible, and they think that staring at someone is an actual valid response.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. Gorz, what about you?
That's another thing I had to think hard about, because I feel like there are a lot of tropes that can work well for certain stuff.
I completely agree.
But one thing that I generally don't like is having a combat high school in a anime, like... A combat high school or a magic high school? That's what I wrote down, which means Harry Potter goes into this category also. Like, you go to do a fucking school in your society, and like you learn magic, but you don't learn maths,
geography.
Like, how are you going to live? How are you going to live home and go to a store if you're just learning magic or fighting
you're going
monsters.
To magic it, that's why. And you'll fight the bread, that's why.
You'll fight the sliced bread. The new discovery. No, I can totally see it, honestly. I think you've completely ruined that for me now.
Personally, my least favorite trope is when a main character is sitting next to the window at the back of the class. Because they get away with everything over there. The teacher just basically ignores them. They're staring out the window. They're doodling. Or just sit at the front. Learn. You're at school. Learn.
Are you channeling your anal hatred towards your children, maybe?
Moving on. Finally, what is your anime hot take?
Well, I guess it's not really a hot take, but Dragon Ball is trash. Like, I guess most of us agree, apart from you, clearly.
To be fair, that does class as most of us.
That's all I wrote down.
Okay, those are those. What about you?
Yeah, Dragon Ball is bad. Well, like
we're losing viewers by the second.
Like let it die already. I mean, it happened. There was Dragon Ball, there was Dragon Ball Z, there was Dragon Ball GT, there was movies, whatever. It happened. It exists. Don't do it anymore. Do something else. Do something else, Akira Toriyama. and Namco Bandai do something else.
To be fair, Akira Toriyama didn't have anything to do with GT.
As
far as he was concerned, the show was done after Z, but clearly they offered him a lot of money, so he made Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And all the games that Namco Bandai does every year.
I'm just really excited to see the next Dragon Ball evolution. Like, this has become a running thing that I'm just really excited to see what other crazy thing Goku's going to be able to do. Now he can fight without thinking, apparently.
Yep, and next he'll be able to fight without fighting.
Automatically winning everything? He already does that, Ace.
Okay, my anime hot take is harem shows are the sitcoms of anime, and I love them.
Oh, yes, I love them too. Like, why lie? I guess none of our hot takes were hot this time, huh?
Well, I think that brings us to the end of our pilot episode. Now that you know a bit about us pals, hopefully you'll join us for our upcoming episodes when they start coming out every 2 weeks. Our first show is going to be about 1996's Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie. So tune in when we return. Thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Grincast podcast. And until next time, game on.